baby, I want something else. Not listening when you say.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Longshoremen's Association on strike. About 45,000 dock workers along the East and Gulf Coasts are off the job over pay and, they say even more importantly, automation. Search teams still trying to track down hundreds of people unaccounted for after Hurricane Helene. ABC's Faith Abube is in Asheville, North Carolina.
Some people here without food, power, or water are growing desperate by the minute. In fact, we saw a couple of people along this road yesterday who were so desperate that they were going through the storm debris, trying to find any kitchen item they can find so they can put it over an open fire and cook something to eat.
The first and only vice presidential debate will be held tonight. Both campaigns have been trying to lower expectations for Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. The Israeli military moving into southern Lebanon for what it says are targeted operations against Hezbollah militant leaders. The IDF is warning those along the border to evacuate as it blows up tunnels and arsenals. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A 93-year-old woman has died following a crash on a Milwaukee-area interstate after a Jeep was struck by another vehicle Monday afternoon on I-94 in Waukesha County. That Jeep then struck a concrete barrier. Mary Phillips of Colgate died from injuries suffered in the crash. Two others in the vehicle were injured. The Wisconsin Vehicle Inspection Program announced Monday new self-service vehicle emission testing kiosks have opened in Milwaukee and Oak Creek. The new kiosks kick off an initiative to expand emissions testing services throughout the seven counties in southeast Wisconsin that require emissions inspections. And the school matchmaking website Niche placed Brookfield's Elmwood School District as the 50th best school district in the U.S. The Elmbrook District earned an overall Niche grade of an A+, earning that same grade in academics, teachers, clubs and activities, sports, college prep, and administration.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, and it is going to be cooler today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Clear tonight with a low dropping down to the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy. 72 on Thursday. Mostly sunny, 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It's 8:05 on Tuesday morning. We have a winner. We have replied to our winner. Waiting to hear a response from them. It is More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. Here is who you listen to news on Max FM.
Just and tell me nothing's wrong. I'll be all right, one way or another. So let me go, or make me wanna stay. If this is it, ooh, please let me know. If this ain't love, you better let me go. If this is it, ooh, I wanna know. If this ain't love, baby, just say so.
And more.
No doubt.
99.7 Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. It is 8:12 a.m. on a beautiful day. Today, we're looking at sunny with a high of 65. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 40. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 72. Thursday, sunny, a high of 75. Friday will cool down a little bit. And sunny with a high of 71. Looking ahead to this weekend, highs in the mid-70s. We have a slight chance of possibly a shower or thunderstorm as a cool front moves through Saturday night. But that is the only chance of precipitation that we have. Currently, it's 53 degrees outside. We have a winner in our contest this morning. It is our Sounds of Forever Simon and Garfunkel at the Sauk Prairie Rivers Arts Center this Saturday at 7 p.m. Again, if you didn't win, we're going to have another chance tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. as well. Tickets are only $30 for adults and $10 for students. Congratulations to Jeannie. She won our pair of tickets in this morning. We have responded to her. We need a little bit more information from her, so we need to hear back from you, Jeannie, if you are listening. But if you are driving, please do not text and drive. Wait till you're at a safe place to respond to our message. We do want to thank everyone that texted in this morning for a chance to win a pair of those tickets. Again, we will do this again tomorrow morning. And I am getting information. We will have another chance of some other tickets on Thursday and possibly Friday. So you got to be listening now, because the easiest way to do this is you can text us at 608-355-9970, or better yet, download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device, tap on Max the Mouse, go to the bottom center of the screen, and click the text option. You can stream us with you wherever you go, and you can text right from the application as well. So again, we'll have a chance to win tickets tomorrow morning, and it sounds like we may have some other tickets on Thursday and Friday. So some of the songs that we got in this morning from Simon and Garfunkel were, of course, Mrs. Robinson, and you know, that was in Apple Pie, in case anyone was curious about that, the movie, or American Pie, I should say. Sounds of Silence, that's a good one as well. Cecilia, that is definitely one of my favorites. We have a picture of Chris playing guitar, looks like probably out at Devil's Lake, and beautiful at Devil's Lake for that. And then Bridge Over Troubled Water, that is definitely one of my favorites. The Boxer's a pretty good one as well. I'm a huge Simon and Garfunkel fan, in case you did not notice. Now, last evening, or actually yesterday afternoon at some point, I got an email from Sauk County Emergency Management that Nixle is going away. And someone asked me, is this legitimate? I did reach out to them. And yes, this is a legitimate email from Sauk County Emergency Management. They're making a change to a new platform called Code Red. I did reach out to our Emergency Management Department. We're going to try to either have Jed or Stacy come in and talk with us about this, because this is something that's very important to have, because you get notified of things that are going on either in the Baraboo or Sauk County area, and they'll let you know if there's certain things to avoid. You know, we've had some incidents. Those do unfortunately happen on occasion. This summer, we had an incident down in the Water Street area, and we were all notified to avoid the area and to take shelter if we lived in that area, because there was a lot going on at that point. And we thank all of our law enforcement officials, first responders, emergency management during that event as well. And so you want to make sure you do sign up for this. So we are working to get Jed or Stacy in here for an interview this week to talk about what that's all about. So again, if you did get that email, Nixle is going away. So it is important that you sign up for this so you continue to get those notifications, and you know, it's just something that's always important to have. And so that's how they communicate with us during an event. So we want to pass that along because people are asking about it. As a reminder, tonight, Community Heroes will be at Baraboo Pizza Ranch for their fundraiser tonight. They're working on their holiday with a hero campaign, so please go out and support them. You don't have to make dinner tonight. They will take care of making dinner for you, and you help support a great cause, because they will help take the kids shopping, and that is just one of the neatest experiences for those kids ever. Also, we do have a couple of road closures we want to remind everyone about. The Baraboo Water Utility is replacing a water main valve today on 11th Street, so that is closed until 2 p.m., so 11th Street is closed between Warren Street and E Street. Tomorrow morning, the Baraboo Water Utility will be back at it. They are replacing a water main valve on 13th Street starting at 7:30 a.m., and 13th Street will be closed between Warren Warren Street and E Street from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. So please avoid those areas. We just want everyone to know about that if you live in those areas. And, you know, there's a lot of work being done. I know the road construction project continues out in front of our studios. I think they must be getting close to putting blacktop down. I saw some markers out there yesterday, so hopefully that's a good sign. We did sacrifice a clock for the road construction project last week on Thursday, if you recall. That was during the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon, and yeah, that clock's no longer with us. It rolled right off the wall. I thought maybe Wendy had something to do with that. Her and Maddie were in studio when that happened, but nope, it just fell right off the wall. So still looking to replace that clock as well. So again, that was during Purple Thursday. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. For more information about Hope House, you can go to hopehousescw.org. I did have someone message me and asked if I really painted my fingernails. Yes, my fingernails were painted. I did not do it because I cannot draw and I'm not good at any of that stuff. It would look like a three-year-old did it. I'm not even kidding you. So yes, went over to 12 Salon and Barber and Company on Sunday. Haley hooked me up. I've got purple fingernails, very sparkly purple fingernails, I should say, and toenails. And so that was all because we raised over $3,500 and we actually went to the $4,100 mark. So because we went over the original goal and exceeded it, both toes and fingernails are done. Videos over on the Max FM Facebook page if you want to see it. I'll get some pictures up there eventually as well. Yeah. Sparkly, very distracted this morning. It does not take much to distract Dave in the morning, I can honestly say. Now, we did receive some sad news yesterday. Pete Rose did not live to see himself enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He died yesterday. He was 83. There is no word on his cause of death, but Pete had just appeared in an autograph show in Nashville over the weekend. Charlie Hustle played from 1963 to 1986, mostly for the Cincinnati Reds. He also managed a team from 1986 to 1989 when he was banned from baseball for gambling on the sport. That does not end well. Rose was a three-time World Series champ and a 17-time All-Star. He's also been National League Rookie of the Year, National League MVP, World Series MVP, and a two-time Gold Glove winner, just to name a few of his honors. Now, he holds several major league records. This includes the most hits at 4,256, most singles, 3,215, career games, 3,562, career at-bats, 14,053, and career plate appearances at 15,890. Now, there's a lot of debate. Should Pete Rose be in the Baseball Hall of Fame? And that is not something that I'm going to get into the debate on, because that is something that is not for me to decide. I don't have any say in that game. He was enshrined into the WWE Hall of Fame. Not sure why, but yes. So, yeah, he passed away yesterday. So, definitely some very sad news there. So, yeah, it's, you know, I get it. He did do a lot of good things, but you cannot gamble on the sport that you're playing in. That is just not going to go well for you at all. Also, we will have our calendar days a little bit later in the show, but I've got to definitely talk about this one because this one is something near and dear to my heart. It involves food. What can I say? Today is National Taco Day. It was celebrated every year on October 4th, but they changed it to the first Tuesday in October so that it's always on Taco Tuesday. Now, the best way to celebrate is to eat tacos. So naturally, multiple chains are offering deals, mostly through their loyalty apps. Taco Bell is one pretty elaborate with hourly drops offering various items for a buck. According to a survey, 90% of U.S. adults like to eat tacos, and around 83% say they eat Mexican food at least once a month. 17% say they eat it weekly. Mexican food is America's second choice favorite cuisine between Italian. The most popular taco filling by far is beef. Chicken is second, followed by steak, shrimp, fish, pork, and beans. 6% said none of these. Also for topping, 75% of people want their taco to have cheese, of course. Lettuce is next, followed by sour cream, salsa, tomatoes, guacamole, vegetables, and beans. How do I like my tacos? I just love tacos in general. One of my favorite foods. We were actually eating tacos and Mexican pizza on Sunday night. Now, my Mexican pizza, I'm a little bit picky on that. I don't like the beans on it. It's me. I don't like the beans. And, you know, I figure I've eaten enough other stuff, and I don't want to add to that issue. But, yeah, I love tacos. I didn't wait till Tuesday. I did that Sunday night with Wendy. And, yeah, very delicious. So, yes, definitely like my tacos. And so, yeah, definitely get out and celebrate that. We have plenty of places in this area to celebrate those tacos. Jeannie, thank you for getting back to me. We will pass your name along to the box office for those tickets. Congratulations on being a winner. She just texted in just a moment ago, and so I didn't want to respond to her. I can't type and talk at the same time. So congratulations, Jeannie, for being our winner on those tickets. We will have another chance tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. So if you didn't win today, don't despair. You'll have a chance again tomorrow morning. Our morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together on Max FM.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com. to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Maximum hits.
What I want to be. Ooh, my, my, yeah, yeah. town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM is more music mornings with Dave with you. The Rhythmics on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave with you. It is 8:31 on Tuesday morning. It is a beautiful day out there today. It feels a little bit more like fall, but it's not too bad. But if you do leave those windows open tonight, it will cool down to around 40. So be aware of that. I've got the windows open here right now, enjoying the fresh air. It is just absolutely nice to get that in and not hear the air conditioner running. That's the other part of this. I think we've determined that our thermostat's temperature is off. Now, it's a newer thermostat, smart thermostat. Digital, all of that stuff, but it seems like it's been running a lot when it shouldn't be. So we did put our thermometer in here to see if we could kind of gauge what the temperatures are between the two. And it seems like the thermostat thinks that it's warmer than it is. And so, yeah, I think we'll be changing that. That'll be a project coming up very soon. And no, Wendy, I won't buy any more tools for that. I think I've got that covered. But yeah, it's one of those things that you enjoy this time of year. Now, this is something that is very interesting. I caught this morning as I was scrolling through some stuff, and talk about being in the right place at the right time. A Verona High School football player went down with a serious leg injury, and an unlikely person stopped up immediately to help. And one of the football players took a handoff in the first play of the game, like he's always done, and he thought it was going to play out just like it was bread and butter. But what happened next was anything but routine, because he remembers it, and he got all twisted up. He knew right away he was in trouble. He broke two bones in his leg and dislocated his ankle. Now, referee Jerry Lang knew there was a problem right away as well. All of a sudden, right away, you knew there was a commotion over there, and sure, the player went down, and he was injured, said Lang. I knew something was wrong, the father of this child said as well, and his father was in the stands when it happened, so he rushed down to the field when he saw the coach calling for an ambulance. On his way out to see him, one of his friends stopped me with that kind of anxious look on his face and said, "It's not good," to his dad. Now, what happened next was very unexpected. Lang decided to set the leg, and he said, "Listen, just relax. I'm going to move your leg down here a little bit," said Lang. So I grabbed onto his ankle and actually pulled on it and turned it back in, and it actually went right back into place. Now, the football player said, "I saw the ref like out of the corner of the eye and said, 'Oh, here's 3-2-1. And like that, I didn't even know what just happened. I just screamed a little and looked down, and his leg was straight again." So how does a referee in a junior varsity football game know how to set a leg right on the field? Because for Jerry Lang, refereeing is just his night job. He is an orthopedic surgeon at the University of Wisconsin. He is known as Dr. Lang, and the focus of his practice is taking care of people that are injured, so that is what he does for a living. His job is to help people like this football player recover from injuries, and his quick action on the field helps set him up for a quicker recovery. The football player said his leg just felt better after he put it back, so he was just fortunate that he was there. Throughout the evening at the hospital, they kind of told me how important it was to his recovery. But his encounter didn't just end there on the football field. He knew that he was going to play football again, and he was not going to let that injury stop him. It meant months of rehab for this football player, and his doctors helped him through it. And one of the doctors who helped him, it was Dr. Lang. So he was helping get him through this injury, and he got to see it come full season. So now, earlier this season, the football player was fully healed and back on the field, and the referee for the recent game was Dr. Jerry Lang. To see him reffing my game again was really special, this football player said. And Dr. Lang said, to see a kid get back out on the field again, put a big smile on his face with his friends. He's doing something he loves, and how much more professional satisfaction can you get that, said Dr. Lang. Now, doctors aren't often there for the injury, the rehab, and the recovery, but being part of all of it is something for Dr. Lang. He said he'll never forget, and he was just glad to see him all healed up. Now, you may ask yourself, how did Dr. Lang decide to become a school referee? Dr. Lang has been involved in helping make high school football safer for years, but he says he remembers the moment when he knew he wanted to be a referee. "A bolt of lightning hit me in September 2019, and he picked up a Madison newspaper, read the game between Janesville Parker and Mass and La Follette had to be moved on a Friday night because due to a Saturday night due to the lack of officials. So he said there was his wake-up call. He learned about it, and he's now an official referee. So we do thank all of our sports officials. It is not an easy job, especially when you do get people that sometimes like to yell at the officials. That is not cool. I am just going to say that. I've been on both sides of this. My nieces used to play basketball, and I did have a tendency in the stands to get a little animated, but I also know better because I was a volleyball referee for almost 15 years or so, and I just did the rec league stuff, and there was times where people didn't like the call I would make, and I would say, this is the call. Unfortunately, I don't have instant replay available to me, and we had one referee per court, so there was not a line judge and our referee to say, hey, no, you're wrong. And so, you know, or if we decided something was right, we would replay it. But there's a lot of times that some people would get upset with me. I actually had a guy come up and chest bump me, and he tried to knock me to the ground. Didn't end so well for him because he had had a few adult beverages bumped into my chest and found himself on the ground. So yeah, please be nice to our officials. There are not a lot of them out there. As you remember, Baraboo football's first home game had to be played on Thursday night due to the lack of officials. So if you're considering doing the refereeing, please consider doing it. It is something that is very rewarding to do. These kids need the officials out on the field as well so that they can play these games. So, and if you're at the games, please be kind. There is no reason to be getting into it with the officials. They're out there just doing their job after all.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. This weekend will feature a number of fall-related celebrations, including the Fall Fair on the Square in downtown Baraboo. Over 170 artists and crafters will showcase and sell their beautifully designed goods, numerous food trucks, some engaging kids' activities, great live music, and a farmer's market. This event will be from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. coming up on Saturday, October 5th. And that same day, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., the Sauk Prairie FFA alumni will be hosting their Fall Harvest Festival. And the event will be happening at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. Tractor Riders Breakfast will be at the Gym Bar and Grill at 8 a.m. Food vendors will be available from 9:30 until 1 p.m. Kids Pedal Pull at 10 a.m. Tractor Parade at 10:30. And then the Tractor Car and Truck Show will be 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Other vehicles and machinery will be on display. All the details can be found at Sauk Prairie FFA. FFA.com/Harvest Fest. It'll also be the Fall Festival and Open House at Durward's Glen with 20 plus artists and craft vendors, live music, self-guided tours of the buildings and ground, plus concessions available. Details for that event can be found at durwardsglen.org. That'll be from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can also enjoy the Lord's Acre Festival. That's going to be happening at Black Hawk Bethlehem Church in Sauk City. Bake sale, youth brat stand, and farmer's market. Pork chop dinner will be served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then an auction from 1 until 3. BlackHawkBethlehem.org for all the details on that event. And those are just a few of the many events happening around the area to celebrate fall.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning Egg. Tim Fisher will start with Major League Baseball, where the wild card round of the playoffs opens up today for the Milwaukee Brewers as they play host to the New York Mets at AmFam in the best 2 out of 3 series. The Brewers in the regular season took 5 out of 6 matchups from the Mets. First pitch today set for 4:30. Freddy Peralta gets the start against Luis Severino. On to football, where it's an off day for the Green Bay Packers as they get set to prepare to head to LA to take on the Rams on Sunday. The Pack coming off of their 31-29 loss at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings. To college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers will be back at work as they look to snap a two-game losing skid when they host Purdue on Saturday. The Badgers committed 2-2, the Boilermakers at 1-3. Finally to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks open up training camp practices today. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, and it is going to be cooler today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Clear tonight with a low dropping down to the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy. 72 on Thursday. Mostly sunny, 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM is 8:42 on Tuesday morning. More music mornings continue with Dave and the Bengals on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:49 on Tuesday morning. Dave Grant with you on a beautiful Tuesday morning. I've got to say it. The windows are open, getting the fresh air into the home studio here today. You couldn't ask for a better morning out there. We have a beautiful day ahead. It's going to be sunny with high of 65. Tonight, partly cloudy or low around 40. So if you leave those windows open, might get a little cold in the house. I've done it before. That's all I'm going to say. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny, a high of 72. Thursday, sunny, a high of 75. Friday, it'll be sunny again with a high of 71. Look ahead to the weekend again. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. Very small chance. Highs in the mid-70s. It will be sunny on both days. So if everything holds together, we have a very beautiful weekend ahead. As a reminder, the Brewers are taking on their national, wildcard game one tonight. That's at 4:32 p.m. on ESPN. They're playing the Mets tonight. So hopefully those bats are hot tonight like they were on Saturday, you know, Sunday. Hopefully they were just relaxing in preparation of today's game because that didn't go so well on Sunday. So we'll see what happens with that. Now we will talk about our calendar days today. Today is National Raccoon Day. Raccoons might not be the best pets, but they are no pest either. So yes, Raccoon Day. And I'm just thinking about a movie with Guardians of the Galaxy as well. So that is just priceless. Trash Panda. It is also National Lace Day. So if you ever dreamed of a lace wedding dress, and then this holiday is for you. So yeah, National Lace Day. I'm good on that one. Thanks. It's National Fruit at Work, and I'm not talking about my co-workers either. This day celebrates every fruit that has given us delicious juiciness and to boost our work performance. It is also known National Fire Pup Day. Dogs have historically worked and lived and slept alongside members of a local fire department. So thank you to all those dogs that do that. And speaking of dogs, is National Black Dog Day as well. Stout, I'm sorry, it's not your day today. He was a little messed or upset with me because I was kind of tapping my fingers on the desk on the last song. He's looking at me like, hey, I'm trying to sleep here. I'm like, dude, we got a morning show to do. He's snoring on the floor right now in case anyone's curious. It is one of my favorites, National Model T Day. They pay homage to the legendary Henry Ford by remembering one of his most revolutionary creations. Also is International Music Day, and you know, music, it is what we do here. It's also International Day of Older Persons. There are so many days today. It is National CD Player. Take a trip down memory lane to listen to music without playlist. A lot of kids are like, what's a CD player? I remember when CD players came out, they replaced cassettes and 8-tracks. Yeah, I've been around a little while, and yes, I made sure that both of my cars have CD players in them. A lot of stuff on CDs still, and you know, my custom-made CDs that I did back in the day. I really should get those over to a USB stick, and we still have, in the red car, a whole stack of CDs. It is also World Vegetarian Day, and you know, one of my favorites, it's National Homemade Cookie Day. Bakers and homemakers and cookie enthusiasts, preheat those ovens and serve up some of these delicious treats. Who does not like a good cookie? I got cookies over in the kitchen. I think that'll be my after breakfast dessert. That's my plan here. Wendy made some cookies on Sunday night, and oh my goodness, they smelled great. I don't think I got into them right out of the oven, but you know, right when you come out of the oven, you gotta let them cool down just a little bit. Yeah, I love a nice warm cookie, and one of them has caramel in it, so that's kind of cool as well. As a reminder, we will have another contest tomorrow morning. You have a chance to win tickets to the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center for the Sounds of Forever, Simon and Garfunkel. That is going to be on Saturday night. So in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow morning, I will have another chance for you to win. Congratulations to our winner today as well. We have made contact with them, and they will have those tickets at the box office for her. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everyone that texted in. I am looking forward to doing it again tomorrow again. So right around 7 o'clock, we'll start that contest again for another pair of tickets. We will have some other tickets possibly on Thursday as well, so looking forward to that. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
The green and gold, tailgating,
the frozen tundra.
Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.